Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, we've been talking about foods, and after our meeting last time, Rod Christensen, who sits here with me to do this, said, hey, why don't you compare a couple of foods and tell these people what you're really talking about? And I thought, heh, great idea. So that's what we're going to do. We have at our office, and it's available to you anytime you want to stop in. It says, how to grade your dog's food. I'm going to go through these very quickly, and then I'm going to tell you about a couple of foods that I put this test to. Start with 100. The first part of this is subtracting points. The second part is adding extra credit points. So the first one is, every time there's a byproduct mentioned, you take 10 points off. Every non-specific animal source, like they just say it's meat, you have to take off 10 points. If the food contains BHT, BHA, or ethoxyquin, however you pronounce that thing, they are all food additives to preserve food, you take off 10 points. For every grain, run mill, non-specific grain source, you take off 5 points. If the same grain in the ingredient is used two or more times in the first 5 ingredients, then you subtract 5 points. If the protein sources are not meat meal, there are less than 2 meats in the top 3 ingredients, subtract 3 points. If it contains artificial colors, subtract 3 points. If it contains ground corn or whole grain corn, subtract 3 points. If corn is listed in the top 5 ingredients, subtract 2 points. If the food contains any animal fat other than fish oil, subtract 2 points. If lamb is the only protein source, unless your dog is allergic to other protein sources, subtract 2 points. If it contains soy or soybeans, subtract 2 points. If it contains wheat, unless your dog's allergic to wheat, subtract 2 points. Or if it contains beef, again, unless your dog isn't allergic to it, subtract 1 point, and if it contains salt, subtract 1. I'm not sure I'm happy with that last one because we do need a little salt in these foods. Extra credit. How do you get more credit? If any of the meat sources are organic, you get another 5 points. If the food is endorsed by any major breed group or a nutritionist, add 5 points. If the food is baked, not extruded, add 5 points. If the food contains probiotics, add 3 points. If the food contains fruit, add 3 points. If the food contains vegetables, not corn or other grains, add 3 points. If the animal sources are hormone-free and antibiotic-free, add 2 points. If the food contains barley, add 2 points. If the food contains flaxseed oil, not just the seeds, add 2 points. If the food contains oats or oatmeal, add 1 point. If the food contains sunflower oil, add 1 point. For every different specific animal protein other than the first one, count chicken and chicken meal, for instance, 2 different sources, add 1 point. If it contains glucosamine or chondroitin for the joints, add 1 point. If the vegetables have been tested for pesticides and are pesticide-free, add 1 point. So, you start with 100 points, and you add and subtract. I went down to local grocery store this morning and I looked at Benefil. Lots of advertisements about Benefil on the radio and the TV. I just thought I would use that one, and I used the Benefil original formula. When I got all done adding and subtracting, and I believe me, I did a lot of subtracting and not a lot of adding with Benefil, they came out with a point score of 64. On our little chart that says grading system, says 94 or 100 plus is an A, 86 to 93 is a B, 78 to 85 is a C, 70 to 77 is a D, 69 and below is an F. Benefil, 64. I thought, well, I told you last week that I preferred Wysong, so I thought I'd better check my own food and see where we are. I got all done adding and subtracting our food, and lo and behold, it comes out to 114. Now, 64, 114, 64, 114. Which food do you think would be better for your dog? Using this chart, any of you who want to do this for your own food, let me tell you, it took me about 20 minutes to write down all the ingredients in the grocery store. Meat guy asked me what I was doing, if I was going to make my own food, and I said, no, I'm just checking the ones that are here. Come on out, we'll give you a copy of this, and you can check your own food, see where it comes out. I think you might be surprised, sometimes maybe pleasantly, and sometimes not so pleasantly. One of the things that I did notice about the Beneful while it was there, it had propylene glycol, and propylene glycol is a sugar precursor. All those little soft morsels that are in the Beneful are nothing more than a sugar source for your dog. So if you mix vegetables with the sugar, guess what? Your dog's going to like the sugar better than he is the vegetables, just like the kids. This is Dr. Keith Leonard at Atlantic Animal Health Center. Our number is always 243-2121, and we're at 1008 West 6th Street. Come on out, get one of these charts, check your food, talk to us about how much benefit there is to using a food that is of high quality.